The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is adding another 410 acres to the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge's 27,000. Mostly forested, fresh tidal water wetlands adjoin the Nanticoke River in Wicomico and Dorchester counties. Pamela D'Angelo reports the acquisition announced today is part of a bigger plan to add natural buffers as sea levels rise around Maryland's 7,000 miles of shoreline.
This is what marshes in Blackwater sound like. But the refuge is losing about 300 acres each year to erosion and rising sea levels. To allow marshes to migrate landward, the Fish and Wildlife Service partnered with the Nature Conservancy to purchase adjacent private lands. Allison Vogt is the Regional Deputy Executive Director for the Conservancy.
You're seeing saltwater intrusion on some of our farmlands and increasingly frequent flooding in our coastal towns and cities. So we think that these natural habitats are a tool not only for the wildlife value that they provide, but again, to help possibly reduce risk for towns and communities along Maryland's coast.
Money for the purchase came from the sale of duck stamps to waterfowl hunters and National Wildlife Refuge visitors, and with the support of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for 88.1 WYPR.